Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're the best at promoting your business and giving you world-class recognition along the way. In this segment, we're going to be talking about helping women achieve better health. My guest today is known as Miss Body Beautiful. She's a national lifestyle and wellness expert, fitness guru, celebrity trainer, magazine columnist, TV personality, entrepreneur, and a wife and mother. We're excited to have on the phone today Atlanta's most sought-after fitness guru, Miss Andrea Riggs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. It is certainly my pleasure. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Well, Andrea, I know you are extremely busy, so let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Now, you have a Get Body Beautiful Health and Wellness Expo coming up in Atlanta on January 30th. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and what people can expect to see at the expo?
Absolutely. Well, the Get Body Beautiful Expo is really a dynamic day of workshops for women that really focus on looking good and feeling good. I know it's January and it's the start of the year, and I'm really here to encourage women that, yes, you actually can do something to actually improve your health in 2010. So that day is all about how can we actually help you improve your lifestyle, your nutrition, and your fitness. I think the main challenges women have to overcome is trying to understand that there's usually going to be a limited amount of time in your day, in your week, especially because of all the different obligations we have as wives and as working women. And so the key challenge is trying to find a fitness and health regimen that actually can fit your lifestyle. What is it that you can do that you can actually fit in? Because the bottom line is really consistency. So if you can't get it in on a consistent basis, it just won't work. And so what I try to do is help women establish a pattern. How can we actually create ways for you to do fitness activities that actually fit your day, that actually involve your family, and actually create and provide the impact that you actually really need to see results? Because at the end of the day, if you're not getting results, you're really not going to be that motivated to stick with it. So it's about maximizing your time and really doing all the right things right.
Well, speaking of maximizing your time, Andrea, tell us, what are the three keys to a successful fitness or health regimen?
You know, Sparkplug, it's funny. I've been doing this for 15 years, and it always comes back to the same three things. When I talk to women, I find out three different areas of their life that impact their health. The first is simply lifestyle. What's your lifestyle? How are you taking good care of yourself? And what I mean by that specifically is, are you getting enough sleep? Are you actually trying to find ways to de-stress? Are you actually taking time out for yourself to really recharge your battery? Because if your lifestyle is out of whack, then it's going to be really hard for your body to actually get into a mode of, yes, I want to maintain my weight. Yes, I want to be healthy. So get your lifestyle together first, because if not, it can sabotage the other two areas. The second area, in addition to lifestyle, is, of course, nutrition. You know, what exactly are you eating? What are you eating? When are you eating? How much are you eating? It's so critical to long-term health, and I think women need to understand that, yes, it's an area that you specifically have to focus on. And then, of course, my greatest area of expertise is fitness. You actually have to have a regimen that includes cardio and strength training, and most women think that strength training is a bad thing. It's something for men. But the reality is that as women hit the age of 30, you're going to need that strength training to really, really build muscle and keep your body toned. So lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness, it's a three-legged stool, and if you miss one, it's going to be off balance. You're not going to get the results.
All right. Well, okay. What can people out there in our listening audience do today, women and men, to improve their health?
You know what's funny is that people can actually start right now. As soon as they listen to this interview, they can actually start by drinking more water, you know, saying that today I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to drink my body weight in water. That's one way people can start today. A second way is to just make a commitment, and that means call up a few people that you know and tell them that, hey, look, I'm going to start a new health and fitness program, and I want to tell you about it because I want you to be accountable. I want you to hold me responsible for, you know, eating right and doing all the things that are going to help and keep me on the path to where I want to go. Another thing you can do is just try to walk more. If you're at work, take the stairs. If you're going to the grocery store, instead of parking at the first parking spot, why don't you park at one that's 500 yards away? And so just trying to figure out what you can do immediately is the best way. You have to take action, because if you don't take action, it's so easy just to continue to do what you're currently doing. So take action, do something different, and you can definitely do it right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to put it off any longer.
Well, Andrea, you've taken on community health as a cause. Where does your passion come from?
You know, my passion for health really comes from the fact that good health is something that really impacts the family. I grew up in a two-parent household. I had several siblings, and both my brother and my father actually succumbed to preventable illnesses well before we felt like it was their time. And so as a person who has a strong background in health and fitness, I always looked at that situation and said, wow, what if they had a lifestyle before they became ill that allowed them to take better care of themselves after they became sick? Because everybody is going to get sick at some point. And so for me, it really kind of sent a light bulb off to say, you know what, it's our job to figure out how to take the best care of ourselves that we can, so that when it's our time to be ill, our body can take care of us. And so for me, it's a very personal issue, and I realize that my personal issue with health is the same personal issue that everyone has, because everybody has a brother, everybody has a mother, everybody has a father, everybody has a sister, and these are all people that we want to keep in our lives. And so if we want to live longer, health becomes the primary main thing that we need to do to make sure that we're around for the people we love. So for me, it started very personal, and from there, I really just went on a personal campaign and mission to figure out how can I share my knowledge and help other people to actually achieve better health.
Well, speaking of helping other people, you've been working with women all across the country now. What are some of the tools you have available for them?
Well, the good news, Sparkplug, is that I'm in Atlanta, and it's just one of me. And I've found that I've been able to reach people through all forms of communication. So individuals can actually go onto my website. I have an online health and wellness community at www.getbodybeautiful.com. They can actually get content and helpful information. If individuals actually want to work with me who are in Atlanta, they can certainly look me up, and I'm available for personal one-on-one training. But for me, probably the bigger opportunities are opportunities to talk with large audiences, such as your listeners, such as the audiences that I'm able to impact by being on NBC and 11 Alive. And so I'm always looking for opportunities to impact large groups. So people will call me about speaking at churches. I don't turn those opportunities down very often. So basically any way that I can take this message of health and get it to as many people as I can. So I'm open to do that any way that I can.
Well, and finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Absolutely. Individuals can reach me. The best way is to hit me up on my website, www.getbodybeautiful.com. Please email me. My email is Andrea@getbodybeautiful.com. And also, if individuals want to reach me directly, they can reach me directly in my training studio, and that number is 404-983-1733, and that's here in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Well, Ms. Andrea Riggs, president of Body Beautiful, a health and wellness company, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another A1 job. For more information about our guest today, visit her website at getbodybeautiful.com or give her a call at 404-983-1733. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.